You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 9 of Outspoken. Thanks for listening this far. We're almost in the double digits. Yes, congratulations to me and to you for staying this long. But yesterday was actually my birthday. Yeah, pretty cool day by the time this goes up because it'll be a Wednesday. My birthday's February 2nd. I'm an Aquarius, you know, the best zodiac sign. No arguments there, right? But, you know, last year after my birthday, a couple months, you know, went by, and it was like March, April 2020, and I was like, I'm so happy that I didn't get to have a quarantine birthday, because that would kind of suck. And, you know, I just made the cutoff, because my birthday's in February, and everything kind of started going down in March. I mean, even late February, right? So I was like, by the time my birthday rolls around, you know, shit will be back to normal. Wrong. That was completely wrong. Now look at me. I had a quarantine birthday. Which is, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, what else is, you know, what else do I want to do with my birthday? I turned 25, by the way. And you know what that means? It means that my brain is fully developed now. Which sucks, because I'm as stupid as I was when I was 15. Still. So I don't know what happened to me. I'm just kidding. I'm a lot smarter. Wow, being 25, that's a lot. That's 1/4 of a century. Actually, a little sidetrack before we get into the video. You know when you're having a really bad day and just everything is going wrong? Everything possible and your life is going wrong. You know, again, my first world problems. So what happened was it was just a little bit. I had a rough morning. Okay, I won't get into that because it's too long, but I had a rough morning. And then I needed to put something in the oven to cook it, you know. So I went to grab a baking sheet. Okay, and we have our baking sheet, like, behind the sink, just because it was clean, there was nowhere else to put it, so we just, like, put it up against the wall so it could dry, and then I went to pick that up today, and I picked it up, and then a huge centipede fell from it, from the baking sheet, okay, it was there for overnight. So obviously the centipede found a beautiful hiding spot. It was perfect because I was spooked. So then I screamed like I was 5 years old. And then I dropped the baking sheet right back in the spot. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to pick that up for a little while because I don't want to see its legs. I just didn't want to see it. And I think I killed it by accident and I feel really bad. I just don't want to look at it. All right, I'll look at it after I film this. So then I'm like, whatever, I grab a different baking sheet, and I put that in the oven, and then after I put that, oh, man, see, I shouldn't even be talking about this, I'm cursed, I'm choking. So after I put the food in the oven, I ended up burning my hand, and I've never done that before. I did it when I was really young, like in fifth grade. I burned my hand on an iron, and it was like the most painful thing, and I haven't done it in a long time, till today, and I was like, oh, that kind of hurt. It didn't hurt that, I don't know if any of you burned yourself before, but it didn't like hurt that much, so I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. And then I looked at my skin, and it was a whole different color, and I was like, yeah, that's, I don't know, that it looked really, really weird. So then after like 5 minutes, it really started to hurt. I was like, oh, damn, I'm really feeling the burn right now, like Bernie Sanders. But anyway, speaking of burn, this anti-masker that I'm about to show you wants to burn masks. No, she doesn't. I just thought it would correlate well with my story. She doesn't want to burn masks. Maybe ban them. But Sheila recently showed me this Instagram video by this woman, just some random woman from Canada. I don't know if she's like important or whatever, And I took a look at her page because it was really funny because she kind of makes up her own little memes. But to when it comes to the conclusion of it, you know, she thinks that the pandemic is basically a whole conspiracy. Okay. And, you know, there are some of us who think that the pandemic is a conspiracy. I am not one of those people, you know, because I lost my train of thought there for a second. But, you know, there is a million reasons that people came up with for the pandemic to be a quote unquote conspiracy. But yeah, me personally, I don't think it is, because there has been a history of huge illnesses spreading around, you know, and just to name a few for you, okay, wrote them all down here. The Black Death. Anybody remember that? I was around for that. That was in the 1300s. You all remember that? Yeah, that was a hard time. No, but the Black Death was actually a bubonic plague, and it was from 1346 to 1353, okay? Then we have the Great Plague of London that lasted from 1665 to 1666, and it was the last major epidemic of the bubonic plague to occur in England. Then we had the Spanish flu, which was also known as the 1918 flu pandemic. It was an unusually deadly influenza pandemic caused by the H1N1 influenza A virus, and it lasted from February 1918 to April 1920, and it infected 500 million people, about a third of the world's population at the time, in four successive waves. Okay, think about it. I'm pretty sure we're on like our second wave right now. And then we have 1957 to 1958 Asian flu pandemic. It was a global pandemic of influenza A virus subtype H2N2 that originated in southern China. The number of deaths was between 1 and 4 million worldwide, making it the deadliest pandemic in history. One of the deadliest pandemics in history. Okay, then after that, we have 2009 swine flu pandemic. I'm sure we all remember that. We were all alive for that, right? Unless some of you were born in like 2005, and okay, well, oh wait, wow, I just assumed it was 2009, you know what, just forget what I was saying, just forget it, oh no, I was right, yeah, if you were born in 2005 and you were 4 years old, you're not gonna remember the swine flu, but since I am extremely, extremely ancient, I remember the swine flu, because I was 10, 11, 12. I was 13. I remember the swine flu. Anyways, you know, that's just to cover some of them. That's not even the whole amount of illnesses that have spread around the world. That's just a small handful of them. Okay, people are acting like having a pandemic and having a giant illness spread around is like a new thing. It's not a new thing. It's been around. It just doesn't happen as often as we think it does, and not in this way. Like, 1918 is, it sounds like it's really, really way, way back there, but that's only like 100 years ago. It's not that far. 100 years. Some people are 100. That's in a lifespan, you know? So, Sam, who is this woman you speak of? Well, I'm not going to give her name because I don't want anybody to go over to her page and be rude. But here's a little preview of something that she posted, all right? It's like, do you remember those? Did anybody use Tumblr? Like, just girly things. So it would be like a quote on the background of like a picture of the ocean or something, or like pretty palm trees or just something pretty, and it looks like it's positive. So this woman put this quote on the background of a ocean picture with a woman jumping in the background, I don't know, and the sun is there. All right, so it's like a pretty positive picture, and it says, someone is out there smoking weed legally, thinking about getting a haircut illegally, period. Times are crazy, period. Okay, and then she wrote this for the caption on Instagram. Times are indeed crazy. It's been a year of making regular, everyday self-care illegal, period. Lockdowns do nothing but prolong herd immunity. Time to get back to life for our well-being, for our children's well-being, and for humanity's well-being. Happy Friday, heart, heart. Okay. First of all, this is just corny as shit. Is a haircut really a necessity? If you want a haircut that bad, why don't you go buy some scissors online just for fun, just some hairdressing scissors, and cut your hair for fun. You can be like, do you remember 2020? That was wild. I ended up cutting my own hair and it looked so bad. What was your memory of 2020? Or if you keep your hair short, why don't you just buy a buzzer and buzz it every so often? It's just hair. Or buy a wig. You could do fun things. Is a haircut really that much of a necessity? There's people dying. There are people dying, Kim. Who cares about your diamond ocean? Who cares about your diamond ocean? The Kardashians probably do have a diamond ocean, but who cares about your diamond ring in the ocean? There are people dying, and you're worried about a haircut. I mean, a haircut would be nice. I could use a haircut. But from my knowledge, everything, like the salons have been open in the USA. And I'm pretty sure they're open in Canada too. So I don't know where she was going with this. Also, herd immunity is probably the dumbest rhetoric for this pandemic, because first of all, it would take too long, right? And then also it would kill a lot of people. And then also, the hospitals would be so packed that they couldn't possibly save all those people. Going back to my original point, it would kill so many people. So you're okay with all these people just dying. So over the next few years, we can get herd immunity. It just doesn't make sense. It's just, there's a vaccine out right now. Can you be patient? I know it sucks. I know it sucks to be at home. Okay? I know you gotta go out and get your Applebee's. Your weekly Applebee's, but you know, some people want their families to live, all right, and they don't care about Applebee's as much as you do. Do they have Applebee's in Canada? I don't know. I don't think so. Do they? I should know, but I don't. Here's another one of her memes. It says, the system has you thinking legal means right, but remember, slavery was legal. This isn't even the first time I've seen this. I saw a couple of TikToks before when I made my anti-masker TikToks, and there was people comparing wearing a mask to slavery. That's not you can't even put those together. Like, slavery and having to stay at your home, but you can still go get a coffee because the restrictions aren't really super restrictive. You can still go for a walk. You just have to wear a mask. You can still go to your stupid local Starbucks and get your stupid coffee. You can still go get takeout at your favorite shitty restaurant. You know, I sound so mad. Sorry, I was doing it to be funny, but it wasn't that funny. But to compare wearing a mask to slavery doesn't even... Do you even know what they did to slaves? Like, do you have any idea of what happened to slaves? No. Oh, they had to stay inside. Is that what you think slavery was? Because it wasn't. It is just way too much to even cover about slavery. So, trust me, if wearing a mask was equal to slavery, you would know. You would know. And I just can't even do it with these people. And this quote was over an overexposed photo of like books and coffee, so it was like super inspirational, right? Like, think about legal. I'm smart, so I'm gonna slap this stupid quote over an overexposed photo of like seven books and in a shitty cup of coffee. Oh yeah, also she captioned this photo and she said, legal doesn't mean it is right. Stand up for what is right in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. Good and right always prevails. Heart. All right, listen up. You know, sometimes your mind, your heart, your soul are not always right. Okay? Just because you don't want to wear a mask doesn't mean you shouldn't wear a mask. Just because you want to cheat on your spouse doesn't mean you should cheat on your spouse. Okay? Just because you want to take another shot and you're already extremely drunk doesn't mean that you should take another shot. Don't listen to your heart and your soul. If you take another shot, you're going to go over the edge and you're not going to remember anything. So same goes for this. All right? You don't always have to listen to your heart and your soul. All right, and here's her last little meme before I show you an actual video and voice clip of the way that she speaks about this whole pandemic, okay? So we've got a beautiful photo here of a plate with spoons on it with different types of tea, okay? And she put the quote of, "The same government that puts toxins in your food, air, and water are telling you to wear a mask because they care about your health," quote unquote. Okay, fair point. Fair point, because they do put bad stuff in foods, you know, processed foods. It's not good for you. There's stuff that's in these foods that people buy that are known to cause disease or whatever, make you sick. But a brand new illness, you know, for example, the one that's going around right now, could kill you faster than a bag of Doritos, right? I think you could eat a bag of Doritos a day and still be more healthy and safe than if you walked around without a mask on and in a giant group of people and got infected. Okay, so I think you had the right idea, but it still doesn't make sense in this entire situation. You know, like the other points that you made. Because COVID's gonna kill you faster than a bag of Doritos. And then this is what she captioned it. "Let's be honest here. Nothing healthy about blocking your mouth and nasal passages or breathing in your own pathogens and carbon dioxide. Period. The government is controlling you, not protecting you. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay woke." I think it is pretty healthy to block all your airways right now, because there's disease in the air. There's disease in the air. Should you just suck up all the disease? You want to suck in the disease. Okay. Hey, if you want to do it, you can do it. Some of us don't want to suck it up. That's our right. Just like it's your right to be stupid. You know? Anyways, here's the video that I wanted to show all of you. Let's bring it up right here. Oh, where's the link? Let's see. Hold on. Give me a second. I promise I'll be fast.
"As you keep believing and waiting that it's just for your own safety, they introduce the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. This is called predictive programming. Why? Because it started with just 2 weeks to flatten the curve. It's just to flatten the curve. Oh, it's just non-essential businesses. It's just a restaurant. It's just a bar. It's just the ski hill. It's just a gym. It's just the sports. It's just 2 weeks. Oh, it's just not singing. Oh, it's just not being able to go to a family member's funeral. Oh, it's just not being able to blow out your birthday candles. Or it's just not to travel. It's just to protect others."
That's the point. It is just a blank. Also, just a side note, blowing out the birthday candles, that is something every time that I went to somebody's, I'm a pretty clean person. I already didn't, not to brag or anything, but I'm a pretty clean person, right? And anytime I would go to a birthday or anytime there was a birthday and people would blow out their candles, I was like, that's pretty disgusting. It is. It's really, for me, you know, I'd still eat the cake, whatever. I'm not gonna die. Like, you're just a little bit of your air and your spit is getting on the cake, like, yum, that's so good. I can't wait to eat the cake. But it's just, when you think about it, a lot of people thought about it, you know, after COVID happened and how gross it was. It's just like, you know, it's kind of gross. People are, especially when there's like two or three people blowing out the candles, you get all that spit on it. I don't know. They're not spitting on the cake. They're just blowing it out. But they're still like mouth air coming out on your cake. Anyways, continue.
"It's just to protect the vulnerable. It's just a quarantine of 14 days. It's just another lockdown. It's just a year of your freedoms and your liberties gone. It's just a quick swab. It's just for your safety. Now, it's just a vaccine."
What is her point here? It was a quick swab. Okay.
It's just school. It's just education. It's just another year, another trip, another whatever it is. The point is, if you don't see this pattern of predictive programming, how it's just, and after a year, they keep adding to it and adding to it. You know, if they threw you into the boiling water, would you have noticed? Of course you're going to notice. But guess what? If they're slowly increasing that temperature, you might not notice it. And if you don't notice it, it's just you're naive.
How do these people come up with these conspiracies? First of all, if I was in a pot of water and they slowly turned up the temperature, eventually I would notice it, right? So what she's trying to say is, you know, not all of us are stupid and not all of us are falling for the government's plans to predictive program us to, like, what are they programming us for? That's my question. What are they getting us ready for? It's silent. I don't hear. No one's giving me a reason. To be fair, nobody's here talking to me besides myself. But the reason why they kept adding on to things like it's just a mask, it's just 2 weeks, it's just this, it's just that, it was to try to stop the spread. Because it's like, can you stay home for 2 weeks? It's just 2 weeks, please. Can you wear a mask? It is just a mask. Just wear it when you have to go grocery shopping because you have to eat your food. But nothing was actually, it was never fully locked down. People refused to follow guidelines and everything, etc. So when it was just 2 weeks of lockdown, you could still go get coffee. You could still get takeout. You could still go, I don't know, what else was there? In some states, you could still go out. You could still go to the mall. You could still go shopping, and you still can. So that's not full lockdown. That's the reason they had to keep adding things on top of each other and on top of each other, because people like this, just, they needed to do stuff. They needed to go out. They needed to interact with people. They needed to go to their family gatherings. Like, you can put a family gathering on hold for 1 year. You can't celebrate one holiday, whatever. Be like, oh yeah, I remember that. That shit sucked, but I'm glad we got through it. So it's just like, look at New Zealand. If you look at New Zealand for a second, the way that they handled this whole thing, they're good. They're all good now. They're like, what happened with New Zealand was they basically shut down the country and locked their borders. And they literally only had 2,300 cases and 25 deaths. There's like about 5 million people in New Zealand with 25 deaths. So when you compare New Zealand to the United States, every state had their own idea of lockdown. And I know the population, again, I know the population of the USA is a lot bigger than New Zealand, but even if you do the math, it still doesn't add up to like what it should have been. There are too many cases because things never actually shut down for a good amount of time. It was always people could go out, people could do things. Like, it has been like that the entire year. So I don't really know what these people want. If you keep going out, there's going to still be more cases. Logically that makes sense, right? So, you know, I don't know what the anti-maskers want. They just want everyone to get sick, and then whoever dies, dies. That's basically what they want. I mean, if you read the comments here, take a look at some of the comments that are on her videos, right? This one from CocoXO13 says, "Yas, hand emojis. They should open everything back up and let natural selection take its place, ... I don't effing care anymore, ... This who are scared, sit your asses at home, lol, let the rest of us effing live, ... 5. Okay, so that's the type of people that we are dealing with. You know, let natural selection take its course. You know what, Coco? Hopefully it does. Maybe natural selection will take out the stupid first. Okay, then we have this guy, and he says, COVID is a scam to usher in the new world order. We are 100% in a cold civil war. The media is their weapon of mass distraction and destruction. It's okay. Wow. I can't, like, you know, when you have free time, this is what these people think in their free time. This, this. They think that they're in a cold civil war with the media because the media is trying to get us to wear masks, right? So did you ever see those memes? By the way, there's these memes that go around, and I'm going to describe them to you, okay? Like right here, there is a meme, and people actually think this, that they want you to wear a mask so they can convert you into being a Muslim. Let me pull up this meme. So some woman tweeted, some woman who's for Congress. I don't even know who this woman is. Her name is Deanna Lorraine. Okay. And there's a picture and it says 2020, and it shows a woman wearing a mask. Then it says 2021. Then the woman is wearing a bigger mask. Then it says 2022, and the woman is wearing one of those neck guards, you know, the neck guards that you can wear and you pull them all the way up to here. And then it says 2023, and it shows a woman wearing face coverings, like a hijab over the head and then like over the nose and stuff. You can just see her eyes. Okay. And then Deanna for Congress said, the goal of the left, period. These people are so smart that they think the media is trying to convert you to Islam and to wear a hijab. Yep, that's the point of the masks. That was the point from the start. You know, we spread an illness, so you would have to wear a mask to protect yourself. You know, masks have been around for a very long time. But no, they're used now to convert every woman to wear headscarves. That's it. Wow. Oh my God, it makes so much sense. It makes so much sense, you know? I can't believe people actually think like that. I just don't... Where did you get your education from? The trash bin? Right? The fuck is that? Anyways. All right, and to finally put an end to this podcast, let's hear some of these LGBT stories. So I've got two of them right here for you. Okay. This one got me. I've never seen it coming out like this. Okay. So here we go. I'm a 21-year-old trans man, but when I was 16, I came out as gay, still while presenting as female. I was thinking of ways to come out to my family without having an intense face-to-face conversation. So I had this idea. My mom and I went to Disneyland in the summer of 2016, and I used the picture that some rides take to come out. You know, like, you know, when you go on, like, this is Sam talking. You know, when you go on a crazy roller coaster and they take your picture and you can buy it at the end, right? But you never buy it. You always take a picture of it real quick without them seeing. So this is how this person came out. And it says, I held up a sign that boldly read, I'm gay, on the back seat of the Splash Mountain ride, right as the picture snapped. And that was my way of coming out. This picture found its way to Twitter and proceeded to go baby viral. And last week, my dad dug it up and turned it into this beauty. So it's a picture, and it says, I'm gay. and there's like a little Bernie Sanders photoshopped into it. Remember, I talked about that last podcast. But I thought that was an insanely incredible way to come out. How do you even... First of all, when I get my pictures taken on the roller coasters, I am... My mouth is open. I can't make a straight face. I don't know. That just happens. But to hold up a piece of paper, you go so fast on that shit. That's impressive. That is a sick way to come out. I hope other people come out that way. But it might not end as good. So, but that was funny. I appreciate that story. Thank you. So let me end this podcast with a little advice from this story here, okay? So I recently came out to some of my closest friends who all happen to be part of the LGBTQ+ community as a lesbian, and they were super accepting. That gave me the confidence to try to come out to one of my childhood best friends. But before I got the chance to speak with her, I heard about some homophobic things she has said. For an example, she has said the whole, I want a gay best friend thing, and she's even asked if anybody was lesbian at a party, because if they were, then they wouldn't be allowed to share a room with the rest of the girls there. Anyways, I was walking in the hallways, going to one of my favorite classes, and it had been generally a good day, and I was excited to finally come out to her at the end of the day, which is when I planned to come out to her. But I overheard her talking in the hallway about how being gay was wrong, and that anybody who is part of the LGBT, of the BGLTA, yeah, that's what she actually called it, community, would burn in hell and deserved anything that people did to them. Of course, this was terrible for my already shitty mental health. I had finally been a week clean at that point. So now I'm even more terrified to come out to anyone that I'm not 100% sure will accept me. My entire childhood I had spent looking up to someone who would probably end up hating me for who I was. And that's the end of the story. So conclusion to this story, there are two ways this can go. You can come out to someone who's not accepting, right? And their mind will open over time. It takes time. Or you will come out to them and they will be extremely shitty about it. So it's like flipping a coin. You have no idea what's going to happen. So in this case, my advice, I know that you didn't ask for advice. A friend who is going to not accept you for who you are or for who you like is not a friend in the first place. Because it comes down to, it's not just like they don't agree with being gay or they don't agree with that. It shows a lot about their character. It's like if you said my favorite show is The Office and your friend was like, oh, that show sucks. You can tolerate that. You'd be like, okay, whatever, stupid, you're dumb. But if they say gay people deserve what happened to them, that is not someone that you want to be associated with, right? Because that's kind of vile. Like, they deserve what happens to them. I haven't heard a lot of people say that. That shit is weird. You know, you can either change these types of people's minds or they're going to stay in their closed-mindedness forever. And I don't think somebody who would say that about you, you know, if you came out and you were like, hey, I'm gay or whatever, I'm bisexual. And they were like, ew, you're disgusting, burn in hell. They're not worth it in your life, is basically my whole point of my advice right now. They don't deserve to be your friend. You know, you're going to find people who actually like you for you and do not care about who you like. Yeah, that's my take on it. I hope that helps some of you, you know, because it's scary to come out to friends and especially friends who might not accept you. But if they don't accept you, they were never a true friend in the first place is how I see it. Because being anything in the LGBT community doesn't change who you are and how you hang out with your friends. You just, friends are friends. They're there to have fun. And if you can't have fun with someone because they're lesbian, then you are stupid. So, yeah. Anyways, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening if you got this far. And if you do want to rate the podcast, that helps me out a lot. If you're on Apple Podcasts or whatever, that helps me a lot. So, hey, thanks for listening again. And I will see you all next Wednesday with a new podcast. Bye-bye.
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.